Jeff and Jim are on the Guest Exchange of the New York City Podcast Network. They're on Facebook, they're on LinkedIn, and I'm sure you guys are on Instagram. If you're not, if you are, and we'll actually get your links and post them on the Guest Exchange as well. So for the podcasters who are actually listening, what do you want to tell them about you coming onto their show? What would you like to tell them?
Sure. Well, we're wonderful guests. We bring a lot of high energy. We bring a lot of high energy, a lot of fun. And honestly, we drive a lot of value. The reality is that our goal is to deliver value to the end consumer, which is the parent. A parent can teach their child independently how to swim. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars going to formal swim lesson programs. And if you're interested in delivering value to your listener audience, and some of that audience are adults, are Montessori, are new parents, have kids, we drive a tremendous amount of value to those parents, because right now is the time when all adults are thinking about swimming. Either you're thinking about learning how to swim if you're an adult so that you can go on vacation and enjoy the experience, or you have kids and you're interested in having them learn how to swim. And so if you're interested in driving value to your audience or your listener base, I'm a little biased in this, but I think we'd be a great pair to come on and drive that value to your listeners.
That's excellent. And just to ask you one more time, and I've mentioned it before, but it's also on the New York City Podcast Network, but what types of podcasts are you looking to get on? I mean, I mentioned it, but I want to hear from both of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're looking, so any podcast that has either new businesses, is family-oriented, just talks about Montessori programs, talks about kids, talks about fun activities that you can do. If you're interested in, if you have a sports podcast and you're talking about learning how to swim for adults, we can hang out there and spend some time. I mean, really, there's a number of different marketplaces that we can fit in with the Swimmable service.
Absolutely.
I would add one thing, too. So a lot of people right now want to talk about water safety. And Jeff and I bring a honest perspective that you're not going to hear really anywhere else. And so we've spent a lot of time diving into drowning data and really understanding water safety from all perspectives. And what I will say is what's being preached on the internet right now from swim schools and things like that is it's not really the truth. We bring a lot of value in that space as well. And if you were to look us up on YouTube, you're going to start to see some truth that you haven't seen before. And so we want to share that with people as well. So if you're in the market to give parents some water safety advice about their kids, we'd love to do that as well.
That's great.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
Introducing the online podcasting event, PodNote 2021. Want to become more successful with your podcast? Attend this event organized by the New York City Podcast Network and latestpodcastepisodes.com and listen to 10 amazing speakers, keynote, Q&A, panel discussion, and live online music from musicians from all around the world. Also, take part in the podcast guest lightning round. For more information, go to nycpodcastnetwork.com/podno-2021.
PodNo 2021 has a spectacular lineup of speakers. They'll guide you in taking your podcast to the next level. Oh, what's that? You don't have a podcast yet? No worries, that's where I come in. I'm Merrill Loeschner, founder and podcast producer with Smith Douglas Associates. I'll be going over what you need to get started, the hardware, the software, and most importantly, the wetware. Why do you want to do a podcast? What format do you want to use? Will you be recording online or face-to-face? Editing or not? Audio, video, both? Monetized? Once you're able to answer these questions, you'll have a better idea of what equipment and programs you should use to get the results you want. No matter your budget, I'll be covering all the basics you need to get that first episode done.
Tell me a little bit about your swim business. It's called Swim Discovery. Take it away.
Jim, you want to start? Well, why don't you give a background of like who we are, where we came from with Swim Revolution and then Swimmable, and then I'll jump in and talk a little bit about what Swim Discovery is.
Yeah, totally. So obviously, Jim and I are brothers. We started swimming at the age of 7 and really took competitive swimming up to its furthest extent. We were both scholarship athletes in college. I swam in the game. My brother swam in the Swimathon Adventure. And then took our chance at corporate America, realized very quickly after about 2 years that corporate America was not going to be for us. So we quit and just started traveling in Atlanta to people's homes or community pools and started teaching kids how to swim out of their backyards. And realized our first winter that that was not a sustainable business model and had to get indoor pool space. And so we started subletting hotel pools, built up our business that way, grew our business to around 500 to 600 swimmers weekly, and then got a facility in Atlanta, Georgia, where we own a swim school called the Swim Revolution. Through that process, we started trying to figure out what the optimal approach was for kids to learn how to swim. Traditionally, in swimming lessons, you see group lessons with 3, 4, 5, 6 plus kids go to the YMCA, could do much more, I think it's YMCA. But we, through all of our data, observation, realized at the time that we thought kids learning in a 2-on-1 setting was the appropriate way to teach kids how to swim. They'd have a buddy, the less experienced kid would be able to see a more experienced kid, pull them through the curriculum, and it gave kids more individualized instruction when trying to learn how to swim. Then we realized, and this is really my brother Jim's brainchild here, he realized that there had to be a better way, because really the key ingredients to a child learning how to swim is exposure and support. And when we combine those two elements, we realized that one of those two wasn't being optimized for, which is exposure in swimming lessons. So how do we actually create an environment where kids optimize in both of those areas? And we realized that really traditional swimming lessons couldn't hit that mark because it was too expensive. It cost too much money to rent a pool. And so the pass-through cost to parents was just too high. And so we developed our online company called swimmable.com. And this is where the swim discovery method came about, where Jim, if you want to just talk a little bit more in depth about exactly what swim discovery is, I think that'd be beneficial this portion.
Yeah, absolutely. So swim discovery is entirely different from swimming lessons. So like Jeff said, we taught thousands of kids how to swim with swimming lessons, and we were always working towards trying to optimize for how kids learn best. And we also have a program for adults as well, which is also revolutionary, which we can talk about too. But just to focus on the kid portion for a second, because that's where we come from initially, we were always trying to, how do we optimize this to bring more value to parents, get kids to learn to swim faster? And what you'll see too, if you look at other swim schools, is people are going towards the idea of play. Kids learn best when they're playing in every aspect of their lives. And so we started to incorporate play, and you see other swim schools starting to incorporate play. But the thing is, there are so many barriers to learning that a coach actually brings to the table that slows down a child's learning. And so we figured out, especially from going to other public pools and other private pools and watching kids play, we were seeing what skills were kids actually using, what skills are they not using, and most swimming lesson programs are teaching kids skills that they aren't necessarily using when they go to play. And so what we did is we packaged that all together. So how do we optimize the learning experience based off of how we know kids learn best? And then how do we actually help them develop the skills that they need to play safely in the water so that they can play safely in the water? And so that's where swim discovery comes from. And it is exactly what the name implies. It's discovering how to swim instead of learning how to swim, which would be a swimming lesson. And so what's really cool is that a lot of what we were starting to come up with, when I had a daughter of my own, she's just hit 10 months here.
Congratulations.
I started to, thank you very, very much. First time dad, and it's been amazing so far.
Proud uncle.
But in trying to figure out what kind of dad I wanted to be and how we were going to raise my daughter, I started to look around, and I started to learn. I came across Maria Montessori's work, and I noticed that, you know, all of the pieces that I was putting together for how kids learn to swim best, she had put together in a nicer, neat package, those same ideas 100 years ago. And so what we like to say now is swim discovery is inspired by Maria Montessori and the lessons that we learned teaching thousands of kids how to swim. And the beautiful thing there is that, just like she discovered, where kids have the power to teach themselves, we discovered that same thing. Kids are born with the power to discover how to swim for themselves without a coach, without swimming lessons. You just have to give them the right tools. And those tools have never really been available before, and they are now. And so all parents have to really do to get their kids to learn how to swim is take them to a pool, put them in a special type of life jacket, and we can talk more about that, and then just let them play. And when you give kids the freedom to move and play safely in the water, they discover how to swim for themselves. And so that's swim discovery. And then Swimmable Kid is a business that we built around that for parents who need or who want a little bit more handholding. They want to be told, hey, your child's ready to start weaning off the life jacket. Here's how we do it. And so Swimmable Kid delivers parents new games every week that are designed around purposeful play. So what those games do is the children are, they're just playing a fun game, but we build games in such a way that they're focused on building skills like paddle swimming, going underwater, holding your breath, jumping in, swimming with toys, which swimming lessons don't teach kids how to do, and that's something that they're going to be doing all the time in the pool. So that's what we do. We deliver games every week. We have a 60-second virtual swim test that basically is our way of being in the water with every parent so we can have eyes on what a child's working on, and we can coach a parent on what they need to work on next. And so we do all of that hand-holding for $20 a month, which is way less expensive than what any swimming lesson program is. And the really cool thing is that kids learn to swim a lot faster when we do it this way. The water is a fantastic coach for kids, and they can learn spontaneously. So when you give them the freedom to move and play in the water, they're focusing on playing, they're engaging in doing something. If they don't move in the right way, they can't play well. They can't go anywhere. The water is instantly going to say, this isn't working. We're not going to move. And so kids will spontaneously start changing how they're moving so they can get where they want to go and start playing. And so the water is every child's perfect coach. They don't need to be told what to do from the outside. And that's Swim Discovery and Swimmable Kid, really.
That's great. I just to let you know, I haven't heard either one of you mention the technical aspects of swimming, which always stops kids. Now, when I was a kid learning how to swim, it's always the technical part of it always made me a very bad swimming student. Okay. And I didn't hear you mention backstroke and breaststroke and all that. And those are always the things that stop me. When I was a kid, I took swimming lessons to give you an insight, and I won't forget. I had to teach myself how to swim. Maybe Swimmable would have, or Swim Discovery would have been a very good service at the time when I was growing up back in the 70s. So the interesting thing is that the thing I always hated, okay, and I'm going to move my hands here so you can see me, kind of make myself a little animated, is you see people swimming, you know, you said groups of people, right? So you see them standing in the water. They're standing up, could be 3 feet. For the kids, it might be small, you know, lower because they might be small. And, you know, they're teaching them how to move their arms with the breaststroke. The thing that I always hated was putting my head in the water, lifting it up, trying to take that breath, putting it back down, lifting it back up, and taking that breath. And I would always somehow, I hated that because the water would always go back in my mouth. Right? So you're sitting there, you're trying to breathe, you're trying to do this at the same time. You have to put your face back into the water and take that breath again. I always was terrible at that.
Yeah.
I didn't end up teaching myself how to do it, but I'm a lot better as a backstroke swimmer. So I'm just much better of a backstroke. And sometimes I had a problem keeping my back up. This is my body, my back up, because my back would always arch in the water. And you're sitting there trying to, you know, kick the water with your feet. But I got good at it. Had to teach myself because swimming lessons never worked for me. So I can actually see how a service like Swimmable or Swim Discovery, I'm having a hard time differentiating the two. Maybe Swim Discovery is your service?
Swimmable is the business that we do. It's a service we provide, right?
Yeah.
Swim Discovery is the method.
Okay.
So you can think of it like that.
And I like your logo, how you capitalize the A, so it's like Swim Able. I like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's a play on words, but to me, I see that. It's a great thing. And when you go on the website, and I'm on the website, it's the same thing. So you capitalize the A, and you capitalize the K in kid. So it's great. I think you guys have a great service. I want to ask you, so you're in the Atlanta area, and you say $20 a month for each child, or $35 for two children. And what if... What do you actually do? So do the two of you, you say you go in the water with the parents, right? And do you have other people working for you that are trained to do this, or is it just the two of you right now?
Yeah, so, Swim Revolution is our local business in Atlanta. It's also a film studio for us. Oh. And it's a place where we try out new concepts. And so actually... Right now, we're in the process of converting over our Swim Revolution business away from swimming lessons and into Swim Discovery because kids are learning to swim a lot faster with it, and we're gaining a lot of traction with that. Parents are loving it because they're seeing their kids learn to swim much faster than they ever were in swimming lessons. Swimmable, and still using that concept of Swim Discovery, the methods there, is an entirely different thing. And that's where you don't have to take your child to a facility. You can do this in your own backyard or community pool. And all you have to do is, you know, you support your child with this special life vest, use the framework that we give you, and your child's going to figure out how to swim for themselves. So there's no need to take them someplace. And so, yes, we do Swim Discovery at our facility, but if you're not in Atlanta, I mean, this is something that anybody can use anywhere in the world, really.
No, this is...
Basically, you just go to swimmable.com. And you enroll in the Swimmable Kid portion, because we have Swimmable Kid and Swimmable Adult. And then what we do is weekly, we're sending parents a game that they can set up at their own pool or community pool and allow the child to interact with that game. And that's the service of Swim Discovery. That's what Swim Discovery is. And so they take that, a parent takes that into their own hands and helps facilitate that swimming lesson. I like to think about it really similarly to a child learning how to ride a bike. And I think this is a great example because it helps really paint the picture. We would never hire a professional cyclist to train our child on how to ride a bike. But for some reason,
that's interesting.
As parents, we always want to hire a professional swim instructor to teach our child how to swim. The reality is you don't need to do that. The vest, the flotation lead that we recommend for our program is the same as the training wheels are to a bicycle. When we put our child in that vest and then we set up the game, the child will interact with that game and in doing so will discover how to swim for themselves. Just as a child would with training wheels on a bike, they can ride it around and they discover how to ride a bike. It's that exact same concept with Swim Discovery.
That's a great concept. I like what you said about that we never hire a professional cyclist to teach our children. We always teach them ourselves as parents. So now a service like yours is actually putting that same power back in the parents' hands. And you're pretty much guide. I guess you, how do you do it? Do you train the parents to do this, or do you work directly with the children?
The beautiful thing is that there's not really any training needed. I mean, it's so simple that any parent could take what we're saying and do this for free.
I got it.
But Swimmable Kid is a way for Jeff and I to be there and hold your hand. And so one of the things that some parents get confused about is so let me back up a second. So that special life jacket that we were talking about is not any standard life jacket. Most life jackets are built with one piece of flotation foam. And so it's only one level of flotation. And so once your child starts to get more proficient and stronger in the water, you're still at that same level of flotation. It kind of holds them back from learning. This special progressive training aid from TYR is different. It's built with 8 pieces of flotation foam. And as kids build skills and get stronger in the water, we can remove 1 or 2 pieces of that foam at a time and wean them off the vest until they don't need it anymore. And so as they get stronger, we have them rely on their skills more. And that's how we get them out of the vest. And so it's a much quicker learning process. So with that, any parent has the ability to do this at home for free. If they want handholding and like I said, some parents get confused about when do I remove flotation? How much do I remove? We are there. We guide you the whole process. And we bring a whole lot of value with that around that framework for $20 a month. And so it's a much more affordable way for your child to learn how to swim, and it's a much faster way and easier. And one of the things that you had mentioned about your experience with swimming lessons is that it was hard to swim and swimming lessons didn't really work for you, right? So one thing that happens, like if you were to bring your child to a professional cyclist to learn how to ride a bike, they're going to overcomplicate things. Because they're coming at it from the frame of mind of a cyclist, right?
So and they're more technical.
We're going to be learning how to do way more technical. And that's one of the reasons why swimming lessons are actually so slow. And so it takes the average 3 to 5 year old 20 to 30 classes before they're able to swim 15 feet on their own. That's 5 yards. They're not safe yet at 5 yards. A lot of parents think they're done at that point. They're not done. You cannot be done there. And so a big difference with, let me go back to that, is like a swim instructor wants to teach swimming skills like freestyle, backstroke, breaststroke, butterfly, like you were talking about. Well, kids aren't using that when they go play at the pool.
Okay.
And so what's happening is we're spending a lot of time and money to build skills in children that they don't need. I mean, really only about 20% of parents that come through our program actually want their child to learn skills and maybe join a swim team later. But if we have the goal of making a child safer in the water and giving them the skills that they're gonna use through play and recreation, well, we can do that and the process is much faster. So we wanna build, we don't wanna do freestyle, backstroke, breaststroke, and butterfly. We wanna build strong paddle swimming. We want your child to be able to tread water. We want your child to be able to jump in and hold their breath and do the things that make them safe with play. That's what we're doing with swimming.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a lot of fun. You're teaching children that you know, how to have fun and learn at the same time, which is always the optimal way to teach children. I remember going back to my experience when I was saying before, like, here's my arm again, and my arm is my body in the water. And I wouldn't be able to keep my back. Maybe I don't know if I was strong enough. And you said on your bio that a lot of coaches don't know what they're doing. So what the coach would do with me is, you are not supposed to do this, Bruce. And they take their hand and they push it up like that. And I literally found that annoying. And I don't even know if it even taught me anything. I understand, you know, yes. I think my father did it a few times too, which was even more annoying because it's your parents doing it. But you have this special life jacket. You're making it fun for them, which is great. So a couple of questions I have for you on the actual business aspect. And podcasters who are watching or listening can also gain insight from when you go on and you interview with them, when we get you interviews. So what's interesting is, there are a lot of adults that cannot swim. And you guys, I definitely
80%.
See, what, 80%? Did you say 80%?
50%.
Oh, 50%, okay.
Yeah.
I think you two gentlemen are both amazing entrepreneurs for finding this need for, and I'm more of an entrepreneur myself. I like thinking out of the box and finding solutions and, you know, building them. And that's what you did with Swimmable and Swim Discovery. So I don't know how many clients you have. Actually, let me ask you, how many clients do you have? Let's just say parents and children. How many, just ballpark?
Yeah, so we teach over 1,000 kids weekly how to swim.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Now, I think that's great. So that's strictly in the Atlanta area, right?
Okay. Yep. Yeah, we just launched the Swim Discovery portion of swimmable.com. And so that's part of why we're trying to get space on podcasts. We just launched our Swim Discovery podcast. And looking to grow that side of the business out exponentially as well, which does have an adult program in it too, by the way. So,
yes, I was going to ask, because a lot of children grow up becoming adults and they can't swim. You know, one day they're going boating and they jump over the side of the boat and maybe they don't have a life jacket. You know, who knows? So you do have clients who are adults that you're actually teaching as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to swimmable.com, you'll see it's broken out into two sections, Swimmable Kid and Swimmable Adult.
Oh, I missed that.
Both of those use a swim discovery process. The reality with adults is that it's a lot of the experience that you described from a technical perspective, which is a complete and utter miss when it comes to teaching adults how to swim. The reality is that if an adult hasn't learned how to swim yet, more times than not, they have an underlying fear or anxiety around either the water or around water that goes above their head. And in order to combat that, all we have to do is focus on our breathing and our relaxation techniques outside of the water first. And in doing that, we teach a box breathing technique, which is a similar technique that Navy SEALs use in order to relax their central nervous system. We do that, we teach that breathing technique, and then we do a self-check-in. We check in with our mind, our body, and our breath. And when we do both of those things, adults can also discover how to swim through our course independently without ever having a swim instructor in the water with them. Because what actually prevents an adult from learning how to swim typically is that fear. Physiologically in our body, when we have fear or anxiety, our muscles become tense, all right? And we get dense in the water. That's a problem. Water and density don't mix. So we want to figure out how to actually work with the principles of water. When our body relaxes in the water, we become much more buoyant. And we have a beautiful built-in life vest inside of our body called our lungs. And so when we learn how to hold our breath properly and breathe properly, then we become much more buoyant. So relaxation and breathing are the two main drivers for adults learning how to swim.
That's amazing, yeah.
When you figure out how to actually work with your body and the water in those two categories, adults can learn how to swim like this. The problem is that when you have a swim instructor in the water, they're not focusing on either of those two things. All they're saying is, from a technical perspective, hey, your arm doesn't look like it's quite right in the water. That has nothing to do with the adult learn to swim process at all until they've actually overcome their fear or anxiety or tension of the water first. And when we actually work on those things, the process of learning how to swim for an adult is extremely fast. And we have an awesome course. I think it's the best in the world at actually overcoming that fear, anxiety in adults so that they can learn how to swim. And it's a step-by-step program that's very simple for adults to follow. They can take it to the pool with them on a tablet or on their phone and follow through and at any facility learn how to swim in a non-forceful, non-traumatic way, and very simple.
And that we're already using with a lot of success. Adults are finding, they're having breakthroughs. It's a little bit of, it just tends to be the nature of it, a little bit of therapy when you go through this process. It's very cathartic. It's very relieving for for adults who have held on to anxiety and fear and honestly have missed out on a lot of life experiences because they've been too afraid to go near the water. One of the things that you had mentioned earlier was like, hey, Bruce, you can't do it. You can't float like this. We got to get the hips up. You know, most instructors, most people have an idea of what a float needs to look like, and they don't really understand the mechanics of the body. And so one of the big reasons that adults never learn to swim is they're convinced that they can't float. And it's because they're trying to replicate this perfect float like you've seen in a movie or something where it's somebody is lying horizontal exactly across the water. Well, most people don't float like that. I don't float like that. And I was a competitive swimmer at a high level. Like, my feet sink. I can't get them up unless I force them up. They won't stay there. And if I were to go to a swim instructor, they'd spend hours with me trying to get me to get my hips up in the water before we could move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And it's one of the big reasons why swimming lessons fail for adults. It's the biggest myth about learning how to swim. Women tend more likely than not to float that way. Not all women. Muscle mass. And so body density, body composition plays a big role in that. People who tend to be a little bit more fat dominant or have a little bit more extra fat on their body, they're going to float differently. If you hold a lot of muscle in your legs, they're going to sink. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You can still learn your float. And we show you how to do this when you go through our course. So first step is conquering the mind. And so get the mind, body, and breath to be relaxed. And then we can start working on mechanics in a step-by-step way. But one of the biggest things that adults find where they find their success in our program is figuring out their float and learning how to use it for themselves so that they can actually learn how to swim and progress past that. But it's from what we've seen working with as many adults as we have, it's one of the biggest reasons why swimming lessons fail.
Mm-hmm.
Most coaches don't know this.
Yeah, so, just give themselves the permission not to actually have that perfect float and just find what their float is. The learning, I keep snapping, but the learning happens much quicker. And the reality of that is that when you start creating forward propulsion, the body will start to move up in the water. So even if you're in a static float and you carry a lot of your muscle in your legs and your legs are sinking in the water, once we teach you basic forward propulsion, the legs will start to come up on top of the water anyways. And so learning a static float on top of the water is not something that's overly important, to be honest with you anyways, but it seems like a lot of instructors tend to focus in on that portion of it.
I think you have a very interesting perspective on what it takes to learn how to swim. Yes, and like I said, I was not a good child when it came to swim lessons, you know. But when I taught myself, you know, it was very interesting. You kind of put into perspective. I kind of did it without your service, but if your service was around, I might have been better. I might have done it faster. But basically, because your service wasn't around when I was growing up, but when I remember, I was in the sleepaway camp, and I love boating. Okay. And this is very interesting. Seaway camp up in upstate New York. When I was
where?
What?
What park?
Poughkeepsie.
Okay, grew up in Rochester.
Oh, you guys grew up in Rochester. No, that's great.
I'm talking to you from Canada, Lake, right? No.
In Poughkeepsie there was this lake, right? And I love boating. And the Seaway camp, I was 12, 13, and 14. That was it. And I actually had a job after that. But what happened was, they don't allow you to take the boats out unless you're an A swimmer, okay? They had three types of swimmers. They had, you take a test, and they have this platform. You jump off the platform, and you have to swim four laps. And I'm looking at them like, oh, my gosh, I'll never do that in four laps. You know, I'll be tired before the end of the second lap, right? Which actually happened. So they made me a crib swimmer, which I was only allowed to go within the first 3 feet of the lake, which didn't make me feel very confident. Came back the next year. I said, this is not going to happen again. I'm going to take that test over and over and over again until I pass, because I want to take out the kayaks. I want to do the canoes, the rowboats, all that. I was sitting there watching all these people take these boats out, and I'm like, only if I was a better swimmer, you know. And what's the big deal? I have a life jacket. Who really cares? If I fall off the boat, I'm not going to drown. I got a life jacket, right? But it didn't really matter, right? So I come back that second year, 13 years old. I'll never forget this. And I take that test. The tester or the swim instructor stops me at around this third lap and says, sorry, you're struggling. I'm sitting there breathing. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know if I was doing breaststroke or whatever I was doing. Couldn't figure it out. Felt like a failure. Came back about 2 weeks. She said, you could take the test in 2 weeks. I took the test in 2 weeks and I passed. Okay.
All right.
But I was sitting there trying. I was going to the deepest end of the crib, which was something like, it wasn't 3 feet. It was like 5 feet. And I'm sitting there pretending that the water is like 20 feet. I'm in 20 feet of water. And I taught myself how to do it. And I'm sitting there doing laps for 2 weeks. Taught myself. But I was having fun. I didn't have the pressure of somebody teaching me. And all I kept focusing on was the kayak I could take out. So believe it or not, I took that. I actually passed. And I was sitting there taking kayaks out every single day. And then the camp, they had this 600 campers and counselors. They broke the camp up into, 300 people, two teams. We compete against each other. And of course, I entered the kayak race and I won it. I won.
All right.
I was like, thank God I kept, pulling forward, pushing forward with that, swimming. So that was good. But your service would have been great. I could see, because you're in the Atlanta area, so I could see you expanding to other areas of not just, the country, but the world as well, and you, whatever you want to do, because I'm up in New York right now, I'm in Long Island. So you can go anywhere with this because you're on the web, you're selling this online. You can probably train somebody to do what you do, and go to these community pools or these private pools at somebody's residence. And, I can see you guys being really, probably 20 times successful as you are now. So it's great. We're going to end this, but before we do, I want to first of all, thank you for coming on my show and working with me. Well, listen, I appreciate you both, Jeff and Jim, for coming on. And you guys have, first of all, an amazing website. It's very clean because I've been a web developer for 25 years, which I'm not doing much anymore, but I always analyze somebody's website. And I will say that one thing about your website is right on the homepage, you immediately tell people, are you an adult? Are you a child? Click here for either one and then take it from there. And then, of course, right away, you have that buy now. So it's very easy for people to actually purchase your service online, which is great. So thank you so much. I'm going to publish this as soon as I edit it, and it's great. I hope to work with you guys again. For podcasters, podcasters listening, Jeff and Jim are on the Guest Exchange of the New York City Podcast Network. They're on Facebook, they're on LinkedIn, and I'm sure you guys are on Instagram. If you're not, if you are, and we'll actually get your links and post them on the Guest Exchange as well. So thank you so much, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and we'll talk soon.
All right, take care.
Thank you too. Okay, bye-bye. Okay.